You know, we're living in some pretty interesting times, aren't we? But how can we show God's love and be a light to people in the process of everyday life? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and David Platt gives us his thoughts.
I'm always amazed when I think about the fact that God put me and you, as you're listening to this, in this time and this place, in a rapidly shifting moral landscape around us. He's put us in a really unique time and a challenging time, even for the church and in our culture. And he's put us here for a reason, and he's given all of us unique opportunities in our spheres of influence. This is what I love about the creativity of God as we apply the gospel consistently to the most pressing social issues around us.
And keeping in tune with the Holy Spirit's lead is crucial.
He's going to lead us to do different things. He'll lead some people to address this issue in that way, or he'll lead other people to address that issue in that way. And we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit to say, okay, here's my life. I want my life to count for your glory and for the spread of the gospel in the time and place you've put me. And I'm just convinced that when we are praying that before God, we're open and surrendered to him to do whatever he wants us, leads us to do, that he's going to use us in ways, to use language from Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, far beyond what we could ask or imagine. If we'll just surrender to him and say, even if it's costly, because, I mean, applying the gospel, sharing the gospel, that this is not going to be comfortable all the time in the culture around us, but we believe, okay, it may be costly, but we believe it's worth it to be a reflection of God's love and to see people's lives changed by God's grace.
Comfortable or not, why not make it a point to share Jesus Christ with the people you meet and leave the results to God?